Hello, and welcome to Condensed History Gems. It's Friday, or it could be another day if you're listening to this, but it's Fast Five time, and this time round, you've got Gem. So, what's the topic this time round? Well, I'll tell you something a bit unusual. I've been in a siege. Now, admittedly, it wasn't a real siege, and going way back, you may be aware, or there's been a couple of mentions of something called Warhammer. If you don't know what it is, it's a tabletop game where basically you build little miniatures, then you paint them, then you play a game with them. There are two flavours. There's a sort of sci-fi flavour called Warhammer 40,000, and then there's a kind of ye olde worldy, like Lord of the Rings fantasy one called Age of Sigmar. I was playing with a group of other people from the ages of 9 to about 26. I was the oldest person there, to be honest. All male, I guess, unsurprisingly. And the guy who runs the Games Workshop store, Games Workshop makes Warhammer, so you can buy the stuff from there, but also they encourage you to come in. They'll help you paint and build the models, and indeed there are evenings where you can play games and meet like-minded individuals. And on this particular occasion, a group of us, so each of us had a little army, and there were five guys in the castle or in the fortification, and five guys with their armies attacking. And yes, of course, there was no real threat here, and we actually had a fun evening. But what I found interesting was we not only played the game, but we could also potentially use some siege tactics. And indeed, the other side, the attackers, had some sort of a secret siege tactics that they could use on us. Now, clearly, on a sort of sunny Friday evening, with my tummy full and, you know, a chance to jump into the car after it was all done, is not the same thing as a real siege. But I found it really interesting about how we not only tried to fight the battle, but we were really worried about what strategy, what sneakiness was the other side potentially going to do to go over or under or through the walls to get to the objective, to get to the town square, which would have led them winning. What was interesting is that they got so involved in trying to fight that they were worried about the battle and not about the overall objective. So I'm pleased to announce that we actually won the game. But there was the little history part of my brain was just buzzing throughout the whole of this, thinking about, do you know what? All the great sieges, it doesn't matter whether the attackers or the defenders won, but all the great sieges, like the Siege of Constantinople, or the Siege of Antioch, or the Siege of Malta, Great Siege of Malta. You know, I've just mentioned ones that are separated by centuries, separated by continents. Some of those were won by the defenders, some of those were won by the attackers. But the point is, when you read the chronicles of the time, you can see that there was, again, this genuine worry about what are they going to do? How are they going to attack? How are we going to defend? What lurks on the other side? The unknowables were something that both sides were very worried about. And it is a little bit like the ultimate game of chess. Move and counter-move. Perhaps the best symbol of this is the castles themselves, because they are fossilized arms races. I know I've mentioned this before. If you ever go to a castle, what you see is not what was originally built, but as attacking technology got better, it led to curtain walls and semicircular towers rather than square towers, because they're harder to pull down, and suddenly the arrow slits were widened to create places for rudimentary cannons. So you're actually seeing the moves and counter moves writ large in the actual stones of these castles. But my favourite tactic, which proves this, which you wouldn't see, is tunnelling, where the attackers might dig tunnels to either go underneath the walls and keep going to burst out the other side, or more common, go underneath the walls and then prop them up with wooden beams, then set fire to them so the whole thing collapses, which collapses the walls. But the people inside would actually dig tunnels to break into these other tunnels, and you'd have this horrific close-quarter fighting under the ground. So, yeah, sieges. Just really, really interesting parts of history. Really intelligent parts of history as well. I'm going to leave it there. Just had to share those little thoughts. All this just popping out of playing a simple game. Thanks very much for listening. A longer podcast, as always, out on Tuesday. Thank you for listening.